Quarter to six. Time for First Thoughts. Best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cairns, other end of the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
From jasoncairns.com. Are you going to get in here for March Hope and Hoops? I mean, I know it's really early. It's a lot easier to just go to the phone in your bedroom, but...
When do you want me to come in?
You're invited. We'll talk dates. We'll talk dates tomorrow at breakfast, and we'll see if there's any that work here in the remainder of March.
Okay.
Yeah. Get your towering frame shooting at this little tyke's hoop, raising money for Wibb Incorporated if it can work out. So yesterday was kind of interesting because I thought when I talked to you 24 hours ago that I'd seen my wife for the last time and kissed her goodbye at home. But lo and behold, the flight to Chicago got canceled, and then the developing, very fluid, it was like they needed to go to the cities and catch a flight. Forget Chicago. United was going to take them right to D.C. where they were going to go, and then off to Brussels. And so I got out of here a little after 8, taxied her and her travel partner, Camille, to the airport in Minneapolis. And so you never know what a day's going to bring forth, you know?
It's awesome that you were able to be flexible like that and still get her well on her way.
In Brussels and making their way to Liberia, so...
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I think international travel can be a challenge, as I'm sure Peggy knows from repeated times. So
she is. And if people want to check my personal Facebook page, they got kind of a prayer cover for the whole thing from before they left all the way through after they get back. And so, like, today is March 19th, and they say they travel with sensitivity, care, love, intention, and attunement with the Spirit. So that is planning that is far beyond my ability, that you're planning a prayer guide that covers everything like that. So anyway.
I like attunement with the Spirit.
I know
it's a good phrase.
That is. I like that too. I want to be tuned into his radio frequency, right?
Indeed. Yeah. Absolutely.
So what's up with the Path to Wholeness Lenten devotion this morning?
Sure. So this morning, he's talking about 1 John 4, which I know I've heard you mention many times. And John is a big fan of love, and it says, beloved, love, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. And so he kind of goes through this devotion about how are we showing up as loving people. And one of the phrases that stood out to me was, he said, facing a world that literally hated the followers of Jesus, John did not suggest a return of evil for evil, to take up arms, or even to turn away, but to continue to love. You know, and I just watching the last year, I think that's been really a good reminder for us that as Christians, you know, we don't punch back harder. We are called to be people who are loving. And we do that mostly by remembering the love God has had for us. I know you and I have talked much about that notion of love. I think it's just a good reminder for us and for you and I.
I was looking at something I thought I've seen you post in the last day or two. Where you asked the question, like, here it is, 23 hours ago. When did the shift occur within Christianity when we decided it was more important to be right than loving? What prompted you to post that?
I don't know. You know, it was interesting that idea came up. I think just kind of watching all of the fighting on Facebook, watching all of the fighting on Twitter, engagement with people, you know, and the responses to that were interesting, I thought. You know, one person had said 325, which is probably around the time the church councils were happening. One person had said, have we ever been more focused on being loving than being right? I think it's a continual mission, a continual thing we have to deal with as Christians to continue to turn back to love over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. That is true. All right. Well, great stuff. Breakfast tomorrow morning at 7. See you there.
Sounds good.
All right.
Have a good day.
Our buddy Jason Cairns, again, great follow on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. I don't get much into Instagram, but anyhow, he has always interesting, worthwhile thoughts. And Thanks for your positive feedback. We'll see if we can't figure out a day for him to come in here.
That's okay, because that's just the way life goes, you know. He's gonna do it, and it's in.
That's $5.
Nothing but net. Okay, here he goes. Don't step too far back, my friend. All right. Oh, that's okay. It hit the rim. It went out. Here. Oh man. You know what? That's okay, because. Yes, swish, nothing but net again. Impressive form.
It was a rough day.
Mark, let me just tell you, from all of those people yes. out there that have tried and missed in front of a lot of people, mm-hmm. I just want to say thank you. So how are you feeling post-shooting?
Aggravated. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been going off the wall, relaxed, and then I thought, let's start. And the first one was not that far away.
Well, that's okay. Shake it off.
That was like a 3-foot putt. So.
We got to shake it off and move on.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, congratulations to the birthday girl, Anna. She turns 42 tomorrow, and she just won herself a MyPillow from us here at WWIB. So congratulations. Why am I weird bringing in used dipping sauces this morning? And I'll tell you why. Because we went out to celebrate Evelyn's birthday, Susan, the other yes. night to a restaurant.
Yes.
Somebody ordered coconut shrimp. But then yesterday when, here's the thing, side story. There were three of these black boxes in the fridge. I had asked my wife, could I have the rest of your coconut shrimp? I revealed who the coconut shrimp
wow.
eater was. She said I could. I loved her even more.
Of course.
As if that was possible. And then I found out later that I had taken the Brussels sprouts.
Oh, Mark.
Yeah, that was a sinking feeling.
That's a great sadness.
Yeah, it was. And so I then messaged, and I knew that those coconut shrimp did not make it, and they didn't.
No,
and
no.
my daughter said, Mom told us we could eat them. I'm like, is Mom a politician?
Man.
She's telling everybody they can have the coconut shrimp.
That's strange. I usually consume all of those at the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
So great restraint by the Halverson family.
I don't know what happened. She wasn't, her appetite wasn't at peak place. But then yesterday we got some, I'm just going to say, Quick Trip has great chicken tenders.
They really do.
My wife has been at multiple yep. restaurants and going, the chicken tenders are not as good as at Quick Trip. And so
yes.
yesterday, and you
Agreed.
Get two sauces. I mean, for the we got the pack with the 8. So pretty creative cooking. I will make taco soup, tonight or tomorrow. But anyhow, so I've got the honey mustard here as well. The thing is, you don't use the whole sauce, but what if you're a person who doesn't like throwing things away? I've talked about this problem on the air before. I think I've got a little honey mustard on my hands.
Yeah.
I don't know, I get this on the board. But the thing is like, what if you're a person who doesn't, you struggle to throw things away, but then do I leave this in the fridge?
I'm
is
sorry, Mark,
gonna
did
use
you
them?
Grow up during the Depression?
No, but I mean, I'm just like, you throw it in the garbage, I'm like, there's still...
No, don't. Brush it on your chicken as a marinade.
Okay.
That's what the Food Network would say.
Ah, okay, that's a good idea.
You know, just
yeah.
do that. Or, I don't know, you said popcorn, pour it over popcorn.
I don't know about that, but I was taking some crackers. My daughter comes in. There's a particular daughter, it seems like a lot of things I do get highly called into question. And so this particular daughter who questions was just like, are you using that coconut shrimp dipping sauce for crackers? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying.
Delicious.
I'm trying it.
Delicious and brave.
Here's the thing, though. Now, we have this tune coming up from Zach Williams right now called Less Like Me. And it's about, I want to be more like Jesus, less like me.
Mm-hmm.
Did Jesus, I mean, were there dipping sauces back in the day? I mean, what?
They did.
WWJD, what would Jesus do with leftover dipping sauces? All right, it's that time of the week, maybe a little past that time of the week, when we get you the headlines. We know you lead busy lives. It's hard to keep up with everything, but we're here for you. Friday morning, we give you the headlines. So,
mm-hmm.
Susan, you ready to do this?
I am ready.
Your first time, capping off your first week. Here we go, minus Caleb. In Russia, a semi-truck idling in a parking lot rolled across a highway and crashed into a tree. Sitting in the driver's seat was none other than a dog who'd apparently knocked the vehicle into gear.
Okay. See, it's news stories like this that reinforce those tired old negative stereotypes about dog drivers.
Exactly.
A study found that in homes where dishes are washed by hand, children were 40% less likely to develop allergies.
Yeah, making your kids wash dishes is just our little way of telling you how much we love you. Now,
that's right.
Don't forget the roasting pan. A study finds the average person eats 30 pounds of lettuce each year.
Okay, 30 pounds of lettuce topped with 40 gallons of ranch dressing.
Yeah, a lot more ranch dressing, huh?
Yeah.
Research shows that we yearn for comfort food because we have fond memories of the people who first served it to us in childhood.
I start to tear up the moment I even think about a cafeteria hairnet. Hey, have you recovered from the start of daylight saving time a week ago? I hate each year when I lose an hour of my life.
Yeah, that reminds me of when I first watched the episode one of The Tiger King on Netflix.
Lost an hour of your life, yeah. 33 miles, what grace looks like. WWIB, 27 degrees. I got to teach Bible when I was in Liberia, Susan, for our second year there in particular. And that was quite a great challenge and an opportunity and gave me a deeper appreciation for teachers than I ever had before.
Mm-hmm.
And two words mean a lot to me now, classroom management.
Right.
But teaching the Bible, yeah, and I remember grace and mercy, and it's just simple explanation to try to get your head around, you know, is a mercy is not getting what you do deserve. You're excited that you're not getting that punishment, right?
Yes.
And grace is you are getting what you don't deserve. So.
Oh, anyhow. That's a really good explanation.
Yeah, kind of hand in hand.
You're still a Bible teacher.
There we go. Grace and mercy. Mercy and grace. WWIB. When it comes to naming kids, like we have a daughter, Grace.
Me too.
Yeah. And a commonality. But there are people named Mercy. It's not as common as Grace, though, probably.
It
right?
isn't.
No, that's interesting.
It sounds a little more old-fashioned, but I'm sure I'm glad to have Mercy in my life.
Yeah. Now, I'm thinking of Sandy Polzine. She and John, one of their daughters from Haiti, is Mercy.
Beautiful name.
So, yes, it is. Susan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Her first one is up, and it's good. She is halfway to my total of two from earlier. The second one is good. She banks it in. The third one is she is three for three. Walking perfection. The next one. Oh, it's a rounded in. Four for four. Her last one is up and it's good. Five for five. What a way to end the week. A deliriously happy Susan Jacoby.
I think incredulous is the word.
The underhanded approach seemed to work for you.
It's called a granny shot. I perfected it in my driveway back in the 70s.
Are you sending a message to your kids?
No, no pressure.
No.
don't need to be a granny. I got the granny shot. That's enough.
Okay. Well, somebody won a MyPillow. Somebody's going to win one. And we'll find out who that is coming up. And thank you so much to all of our
Thank you, generous supporters. You guys, thank you. It's very encouraging. It meant so much to hear from so many.
Yeah.
And our listeners are the best.
People love you.
Well, they love the station, but I'll take it.